Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? You're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we got one of the best gymnasts, Olympic gymnasts of all time, Gabby Douglas. Been a huge fan of hers. I grew up, actually, not too far from Dominic Dawes. Dominic Dawes was my favorite gymnast growing up. She grew up, I think, about 5 or 6 miles from me back in PG County. And so I got into the sport a long time ago by watching her because it was only one person representing back from where I was from. So she got plenty of things going on. I actually had a tech summit that I was speaking at about 4 years ago. And I'll get into it and ask her, does she remember? She probably doesn't. But Gabby came and spoke right after I got on stage. And it was awesome. Didn't know she had so many things going on. Super intelligent. And let's talk to her about Smoothie King. You know, she got a huge thing she's promoting with Smoothie King. We're going to find out what that is. So here we go. Gabby Douglas. Gabby.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
What's happening?
You know, the last time I seen you, I think was at a tech summit some years ago. I don't know if you remember that. It was in Hollywood.
Okay, so why did I get up here? And I'm like, wait, he looks familiar. Like, where have I seen him? I know him.
We both spoke at that tech summit. I was supposed to come up and say something to you, whatever. And I don't even know if I introduced myself, but what you got going on? You got so much stuff going on. Like, what's the main thing you have going on that's taking up most of your time?
Oh my goodness. Well, I have so many things taking up my time, which I'm super grateful for. But I would say the one thing is I guess, like just with brand things and just getting, you know, building even my platform and just so many things.
I know. So how is it different? Because I know, like, obviously, you know, you're still pretty active and stuff like that. Is an adjustment not competing? Because my first 2 years when I retired, I was losing it a little bit. I was sitting back like, man, I'm really? You, it's not like you're trying to find your identity. It's just that little thing that wake you up, like that competition to get you going was missing. So I got into like MMA just to kind of fill that void a little bit. Like what did you get into to kind of like, okay, cool, I can compete in something a little bit to give me an edge still? Or like, what were you got going on?
Wow, that's so interesting. It's so interesting to hear from just hear different perspectives. But for me, I didn't have that, myth, if you will, like, oh, I miss competing when, you know what I'm saying? Like after the Olympics, I got to so many things because there were so many things that I couldn't get into because I was training, because I was allowed. And so now I'm like, I'm a chef. I love skateboarding. I love to play the guitar. I love just so many things that I've gotten into. Hiking and just to be honest, I dipped my feet into a little bit because there's so many things I couldn't do.
That's one of the things I picked up over the last couple of years is hiking. Like I never thought I'd be doing so much outdoor stuff because I wasn't like an outdoors person at all. And like I wouldn't go camping, I wouldn't do none of that. But now I'm hiking out if it's in LA and I'm running a Griffin mm-hmm. Park. You know, I'm in Vegas now most of the time. So there's big heights up Red Rock and different places. Wherever I'm traveling, I'll go on the weekends, I'll go hike.
Yeah, honestly, I love hiking. I love nature, and especially being indoors a lot. Like, I would always go from like the car to the hotel, you know, to the gym, and the gym to the. So I was always in a building, and like now I finally get to go outside and enjoy life, enjoy air, and not be so confined into hotels and cars and gymnasiums. And so that's, for me, that's when I really got connected to nature, was, you know, being taking a break from gymnastics. I'm like, wow, like, these flowers are pretty.
So, you know, okay. So let me ask you this. You offered like plenty of time for Dancing with the Stars, right? And my publicist, when I retired, like a couple years after I retired, they offered me to come on Dancing with the Stars. And I said, no, do not even put my name in it. Don't put my name up for it. I'm way too damn big to be out there with a glitter blouse on and like, you know, and shimmying my shoulders somewhere and slide across the floor. I would not do it, right? So what was your thing? Like, what happened with you with that?
Well, I was recently on The Masked Dancer, which I love that experience because I love the fact of being mysterious and everyone's like, who is it? And like throwing off different people, like, oh, I'm a sassy girl. Oh, I'm a ballerina. Oh, like I'm sour candy. And so it was really fun just to embody different types of characters while still remaining in the same character. But I've never been on Dancing with the Stars. I've been asked to do Dancing with the Stars several times and I've said no. I don't know, something about The Masked Dancer, like I said, that drew me to, it was more about a character driven. It was more about having fun than being technical and the footwork and the foxtrot and, oh, you get a 5. Oh, I didn't like it. You get a 9. Like, this is more fan. It was more fan based. And I'm not known for my dancing background. And so like, I just.
Hey, look, if you can't dance, just go ahead and say you can't dance. It's all good. We can just keep it 100. If you can't dance, you know, it's all good.
Rhythm, if you will. But like, as far as like doing the, and dancing in heels, that's another added piece. And so I'm like, and I've already, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen those packages on the TV, like, you're not getting it right. And you're not. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's for me.
No, you would have done well. I mean, you would have killed it. My big ass, there would have been no way that I would have made everybody look small and probably, you know, look uncoordinated. They would look, what is his big self doing on this show?
But I've seen a lot of people, tall, small, whatever, and I think they look good. Like, it really, though, it depends on the technique, because you can do something slow, but it's still, like, smooth, and it, like, ooh, that still look good. So, I mean...
Let me ask you, are you happy to be out of this, like, this whole pandemic? Like, how was the pandemic for you?
Well, honestly, it was very different. I was traveling so much, speaking engagements for brands, for shoots, and I was barely at home. Like, my home was in the air. It was on a plane. And so one day it was like, everything's canceled. And like, all right, now everything's on Zoom. Everything's on video. And I'm just, so many people have sent me so many things, microphones and cameras. And I literally have become a little camera woman. Like, okay, we got to plug in this and the USB and the C. Cause I mean, you know what I mean? Like, people want professional outtakes and they want professional things. So it's like, I've become a cameraman. So anytime you need to film something, just, you know, call me up. I got you.
I'm going to hit you up. I got a lot of stuff coming. I was just actually in Texas about 4 weeks ago now. I spent a lot of time in Frisco. I got some guys in Houston I work with. Mm-hmm. And then one place I want to go check out is Austin. I've never been to Austin.
I've heard it's popping. It's a popping city. I've never been to Austin.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. So they pushed the Olympics back, right? Yes. A year because of the whole pandemic and everything that happened. How does that, in your opinion, different? Because I know in football, and I said that when they come out of this pandemic, there were going to be a lot of injuries, right? Because there was no off season, mm-hmm. no training camps, all that stuff. What happens in, you know, in your sport when something gets put, because you already got to wait, 4 years, yeah. right? So now you get to push back a whole fifth mm-hmm. year. What do you think is going to happen with that?
Honestly, for me, you know what I'm saying, like putting myself in it, I would just be concerned with burnout because we go so hard every single day and we only have one day off. And so now it's been pushed back a year. And so you have to decide either burnout or being extremely lazy. you know, because you don't want to push yourself to the maximum because it's not time yet. And then if you kind of scale back, oh, how much do I scale back? Oh, then you risk the chance of being lazy. Your endurance is going to be shoddy. And so I don't know. I guess it just depends on the athlete, depends on the mindset. But I would say burnout or just get completely complacent or lazy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
In your opinion, there's no in between, right? You're going all the way in or you're just kind of going to step back.
Yeah, we're trained to go all the way in or, you know what I'm saying, like just take a step back. But when we do take a step back, it's one day. It's not a long period of time because gymnastics is all about muscle memory. Do it over and over again so you don't mess up. And so it's just, do I go? Do I not? Is the Olympics happening? Is it not? And so it's really difficult, especially as an athlete, because this is your whole life.
Right. Are they still asking you to be involved? Like, how involved are you now? Or are you just completely away from the sport?
I do mentor people who are, and young girls who are trying and vying on the spot to compete for the Olympics. So I do keep my feet in. So I'm grateful that I can share my experiences and help these younger gymnasts achieve something greater than themselves.
Who do you like? You got any favorites that is coming up right now? Like if you look back and you say, okay, who's the Gabby Douglas like of that time? Because you was the first at a whole lot of stuff. And you kind of set the tone for a lot of things. And who do you see if you look back right now that's the young Gabby coming up?
See, that's so hard because I know a few people and there's so much talent and so much tenacity and courage. So I don't know if I can like really single out anybody because, you know, as an athlete, everyone works, not everyone I should say, but you know, majority of people work so hard to get to point A to point B. And so I don't know.
Okay. Well, look, last but not least, and I got to ask you because this is one of my favorite drinks. I love Smoothie King. What you got going on with Smoothie King?
Well, I'm glad you're a fan of Smoothie King because I've been a longtime fan of Smoothie King for so long. Even like after practice, I would get Smoothie King with my best friend. And I'm just really excited to team up with a brand who believes in clean ingredients and organic veggies. And we have the hydration watermelon smoothie, which is so great and so beneficial and at the right time because it's summer and it's coconut water, strawberries, watermelon juice, which is key to hydration. So get your watermelon smoothie.
So let me tell you a funny story about Smoothie King. I competed on American Ninja Warrior a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm big, right? Naturally, I walk around about 270 pounds and my shoulders are big. So I'm looking at all the ninjas that's on the show. So for 1 week, I had nothing but Smoothie King every day. I didn't eat. I didn't do anything. I had the green juices, the veggie juices.
Yep.
For one whole week, I had Smoothie King. I dropped 17 pounds, mm-hmm. right? And I go on this show, just to find out I'm still way too damn big. So just
but hey, you lost 17 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
I did. So big shout out to Smoothie King. Well, Gabby, I appreciate you. Hopefully I run into you again. This time when I see you, I'm gonna come up and talk to you, because I was a couple of feet away from you right after you went off the stage, and we were back there, I think, chilling in the green room, and I still didn't get a chance to talk to you. But when I do, since you already offered the camera and you got the skills,
let's go.
I need your assistance. I need your help.
Let's go. I'll help you with dancing as well. So I got you.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm on it now. Because you give me the right away. I'm hitting you up.
Let's go. And I remember this. Because I'm like, oh yeah, the Zoom call. That's right. Smoothie.
Okay, cool. Hey, take it easy, Gabby. I appreciate you. Thanks for your time.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And man, Gabby's cool, right? Super, super cool. I'm still upset I didn't go up and talk to her and introduce myself. She's got a ton of business things going on, and I'm definitely going to take her up on that offer. She's a videographer and really good with the camera, so I got a bunch of things coming up, a bunch of different shows and, you know, shoots and things like that, so I'm definitely hitting her up. Good luck with the Smoothie King partnership. Wish her nothing but the best. And thank you for guys for listening in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. We're going to be back next weekend. I want to give another thank you too, guys. Seriously, we just crossed over 200 something thousand listens a month. And it's really because of you guys. Obviously, you like what we're doing, leaving those great reviews and comments. I don't get a chance to respond to them all, but I do see them. So we're going to keep pushing and keep growing this thing and keep being big, because that's what we do. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.